This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show to take control of. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls about what you want, and then some bad cop stuff coming up for you. Dave is first in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dave in California. Going.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I got some weed at work today. Y'all want to try it out?
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy a good bit of weed. Now, which soundboard is this? Hello? Dave?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this Dave?
Y'all smoke?
Do we smoke? I've smoked a number of times in my life. Mark, I think you've smoked in the past. How about you, Dave?
Looking for damn bag.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to do any deals on the radio, my friend. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That sounds like a real bad idea. I mean, doing weed deals over the radio.
Yeah, it couldn't get much worse.
I've heard of some bad ideas on the parts of certain criminals who've been busted for crimes that not necessarily should be crimes. I don't think that selling cannabis or anything like that should be considered a crime, but not a good idea to announce anything like that on the air. Thanks for the call, though. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the police story, since I've got something here from William Norman Grigg, who actually is scheduled to be a speaker at this 2010 Liberty Forum, which is an event put on every year here in New Hampshire by the Free State Project, the purpose of which is to encourage people to come on up here and check it out, check out New Hampshire, come up during the winter and check out New Hampshire, and meet hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are all getting together for the purpose of becoming active for liberty. And so they invite all kinds of speakers from different, some of them are more politically oriented, some not so much. And Will Grigg is going to be there. Now, he was supposed to be there last year, but unfortunately he was preempted by a family emergency that kept him home. So I was bummed by that. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, which I may or may not, because I'm only going to be there for a couple days. But, Mark, you'll be there the entire time. And
I will indeed.
I'm sure someone will have a video camera rolling on this, because he may be the most prolific author that we share on this show. When we get a chance to share an essay with you that we find online, it seems these days it's more often William Grigg than anybody else. Because he's just that good at covering the absurdities and the outrages of the police state that we live in. And so that's what this is all about. It's called The Thin Blue Wine, Part 1, Police, or rather Petulant Police Demand Impunity. He starts by saying that violence is unpredictable, chaotic, and thoughtless by its nature, observed Peter Taylor in a recent op-ed column published in The Oregonian. It doesn't like to be confined, and it doesn't lend itself to cooperation. It's saddening to see the effects of violence on its victims, those who witness it, and yes, those who also wield it against others. As the final clause in that sentence suggests, Taylor's point is not to sympathize with the victims of unpredictable, chaotic, and thoughtless violence, but rather to defend those who often employ it. Taylor is an officer with the Portland Police Bureau. And his column is intended, or was intended, to explain why he, along with several hundred others, took part in a protest march and rally outside of Portland City Hall in defense of Officer Chris Humphreys. You know how those cops like to get behind their buddies, right? The Thin Blue Line gets together and they stand tall and stand at their side of their brethren. It doesn't seem to matter what their brethren do. Along with his comrades, Officer Taylor...
Well, they won't always have marches for them, but they do seem to... that's the whole idea of a police union, right?
Yep. They wore a customized T-shirt. The guy that wrote this article, not the article we're reading, but the article in the Oregonian, the cop, wore a customized T-shirt containing the slogan, "I am Chris Humphreys," except his name is Peter Taylor. He used the same rallying cry to wrap up his op-ed column, and like his comrades, Taylor, either through invincible innate ignorance or as a result blindness induced through cult-like devotion to his profession, click, cannot understand that this description is an indictment. See, last month, Humphreys, the man they were rallying for, was put on administrative leave, which is money for nothing, a money for nothing proposition, meaning you get paid to not work, after shooting a 12-year-old girl, point blank, with a less lethal beanbag round during what we're all but required to call a fight or altercation on a MAX train platform in Portland. The 12-year-old, who was banned from traveling on the train, put up what resistance she could when Officer Aaron Dauchy tried to place her under arrest. She was down on the ground and wasn't going anywhere when Humphreys, after circling around to find the best angle, shot her with the beanbag round. A third officer was present during the
incident. Shot a 12-year-old girl on the ground?
That's correct.
Hmm.
Just in case, and there were two officers holding her down at that time. A third officer was present during the incident.
Why didn't he just punch her? I mean, isn't that what a beanbag round is like? Why didn't he just haul off and clock her a good one right in the back of the head?
It's a good question. Which would be more forceful?
I'd say they'd be about the same, quite honestly. I don't know.
I'm curious. I don't know. I don't know either. Maybe you know. You're welcome to tell us at 800-259-9231.
I mean, why not just give her a kick? Surely this beanbag round costs the people of Oregon some money. It wouldn't have cost them anything if he would have just hauled off and kicked this 12-year-old girl who was on the ground. Like, I don't know. Where did he shoot her?
It's hard to say exactly because the video is not the most clear, but nonetheless, he shot her while she was on the ground, and literally he was standing above her body, basically. Third officer was present during the incident just in case the two tax-engorged heroes couldn't handle the little girl. Two police officers should be able to handle an unarmed 12-year-old girl, even one of them who weighs 150 pounds, most of it bad attitude. I don't care how big she is, commented retired police officer Mike Davis, 30-year veteran of the Portland Police Bureau. Two grown men using proper holds, which they're trained in, should be able to subdue her and get her into the police car without incident.
You know, the police today just rely far too much on this equipment that they have. And this equipment that they have
hurts people.
They
don't have any consequences.
Right, they have no consequences, and that's the problem.
Davis, who now works for a fitness company, believes that the episodes of this sort are the inevitable product that results from adding less lethal toys to the arsenal of physically unfit police officers. The officers are in pathetic shape for the most part, he told the Oregonian. If you don't have any confidence that you can handle something physically, you go up the ladder too quickly on the continuum of force.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. When you used to watch T.J. Hooker, that guy ran all the time.
Mm.
Well, just kidding. But, you know, the fact is these guys should be able to run and, you know, apply these holds. They should get more physical training than they do.
As a result, police rely too much on the little tools that we've got, taser, mace, beanbag gun, asp. You can't shoot everyone. You can't taser everyone. Well, maybe we can. When fired at point-blank range, a beanbag round can seriously injure or even kill a victim. So the victim was lucky to escape with a bad bruise. But this isn't the only reason the girl shot by Officer Humphreys should consider herself fortunate. The last time Humphreys was involved in a case of excessive force, that victim didn't survive. On September 17th, 2006, Humphreys was one of the three law enforcement officers who chased down and beat to death a 145-pound schizophrenia victim named James Chase. A successful musician, rather, he was known to many people in his neighborhood as a gentle and talented man, successful musician and artist. Before the onset of his mental illness, Chase was beaten so severely by the bold and valiant guardians of the public that nearly all of his ribs were fractured.
Jeez.
Several of them had been pulverized. He was also treated to a dose from law enforcement's favorite non-lethal toy, the portable electroshock torture device, more commonly called the taser. A coroner's report listed blunt force trauma as the cause of Chase's death. The official report on Chase's arrest described the cause of death as broad-based blunt force chest trauma, consistent with an impact in which the victim was slammed against a hard surface with a body on top of him.
Yep.
In short, with being pancaked. Chase weighed 142 pounds. Humphreys, a well-fed tax feeder, outweighed him by roughly 100 pounds. Humphreys initially claimed he didn't land on Chase, but rather went right over and passed him. That would mean that the fatal concussive blows that wrecked nearly all of Chase's ribs were the result of either hands-on brutality or an immaculate beating by unseen creatures from another realm. My money's on some combination of pancaking and gang violence inflicted by Humphreys and his comrades. There's more to the story here, including what the witnesses at that scene had to say about it, and we'll share it with you in moments here. 800-259-9231. Protect and serve. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Brand new Shriner up there on the site right now. Robin is her name. You can go and see Robin at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener who would like to participate in the Shrine, it's not a beauty contest. It's open to anybody as long as you're of female persuasion. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com to get the details on how to get your picture or video in It has to be validating. That means it, you show in the picture or video that you are a listener of Free Talk Live. How you do that is up to you. Commonly, it's usually some sort of signage that shows evidence. Anyway, head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. Thanks to all of our lovely Shrine ladies.
Speaking of ladies, how would you like to get your a non-lethal weapon in the hands of your lady this holiday season with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray right in it. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, unlike other weapons, and there's no expectation by the bad guy that you have a weapon or your loved one has a weapon. It's a Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com.
I don't know why you are pigeonholing the Tiger Light as a ladies' thing. I would carry the Tiger Light.
The one that we're I do.
I've had a gun on me in the past during a situation which a gun could have been used. I didn't use it. Thank goodness, because then I would have had a dead body on my hands.
Yep. But a Tiger Light would have changed everything.
Right.
Yep,
absolutely.
It's absolutely a great a weapon, a utility thing for a man. However, the one that we're selling traditionally is aimed at women, but I don't see any reason why. It's a bright flashlight. Males and females use flashlights.
Yeah.
It's a pepper spray that that is just far more effective than other pepper sprays because of the way it's designed and everything. And I don't know. It's marketed that way.
I was upset at you when you showed it to me because you didn't get me one.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'm working on it. I want you to have one. I do. So it's tiger.freetalklive.com.
Yes, tiger.freetalklive.com.
We're going to get you one for Christmas.
We're going to get back to the story here from the Pro Libertat blog, William Norman Grigg. There's a lot more to say about this bad cop, one of many bad apples, and of course all the other apples are the other police officers are gathering around to defend him. We'll tell you more about him and what he's done here in a bit, but let's get to some phone calls. Larry's on the line in Norway. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Alaric, dude.
Alaric.
Hey. I just thought, since me and my wife happened to be driving right into that spiral thing up in the air, thought I'd call in and talk about it.
Yeah, this it's made big news earlier this week when what allegedly was a Russian test of a rocket or a missile of some sort that created a very strange-looking spirally pattern in the sky with what appeared to be blue light coming out of it, which apparently was actually just the smoke, and somehow it was illuminated. I'm not sure how all that works, the atmospheric conditions or whatever. But tell me about it.
Well, I don't know how that blue light got there either, but that stayed up there for a long time, and it was pretty dark. But it looked a lot more like a firework in real life than it did in... on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more sparkly. Spitting out flames, actual spiral part.
The YouTube videos, you're going to have a tough time because most people just have a regular old video camera, and fact is those don't record too well at night. Some of the pictures are really the most stunning, I think, from looking at it from far away. Obviously, you got to see it in person.
It was huge.
The photos are tremendous, and you can't get the scope of it by looking at the YouTube videos.
And you have to imagine that the people that could see it, and a lot of people could see it because it happened at 8 in the morning while a lot of kids were waiting for the school bus.
Hmm.
So there was a lot of witnesses. The funny thing about it was we watched the whole thing happen, and it stopped when the middle went poof. And then the spiral kind of disappeared, and then there was just kind of this glowing circle of blue for a minute or two. And I turned immediately to my wife, and I said, "You don't mention this to anybody unless they mention it first." And I didn't hear a thing about it, and I come home at 10 p.m., and I go on FARC, and there it was. I pretty much forgot about it. But nobody said anything. It turns out there was a lot of people that had seen it, but that policy of don't say anything first, don't...
What were you? Don't were you say, afraid that someone was going to come after you or something?
I don't know. I thought maybe we both maybe went crazy, or people would say we were crazy, or something like that.
Okay, I think it's a legitimate.
I keep that kind of stuff to myself, dude.
Yeah, yeah, I don't blame you for that.
But anyway, the next day it was on the second page of the newspaper. But what's really interesting about it is how little a big deal it is. So it turns out that it's suspected of being a missile from a submarine, And Obama came to Norway the day after. It was a real big deal. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, this would have been big news not too long ago if Russia was lobbing missiles up over a country. They make a little bit bigger deal out of it instead. Hey, that was kind of a neat piece of firework.
Yeah.
I have no idea why it's changed so much in such a short time.
You make a totally legitimate point, and I thank you for that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nah, just congratulations on the President of the United States getting the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah,
it's actually a mystery to most of the Norwegians why he got it, too. So.
And then going on to defend in his Nobel Peace Prize speech.
Do what I tell you, I'm going to come over there and kick your butt.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John. Actually, Larry wasn't his name, darn it. John, you're on Free Talk, Larry. I think this is John on the amp line. Hello, who is this?
This is John.
John, what's on your mind?
I'm almost embarrassed to come in with this after, you know, the police brutality and the Russian missile tests being ignored. But the other night, Mark was talking about what sort of statue should be built in his honor should he actually bring the Free State Project to completion. And, you know, what sort of animals should he ride upon, if any? And I'm thinking the only appropriate one is a giant porcupine with his statue's face comported in such a way as one would look riding a giant porcupine.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
That would be uncomfortable.
Especially a giant porcupine. I guess, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't hurt as much.
You could part the quills and sit on it.
Would it hurt more to ride on a giant porcupine or a smaller porcupine? Because wouldn't the quills be larger on a giant porcupine?
I would think.
Easier to support you? I don't know. Probably still be pretty pointy. Anyway, John, thanks for that. Anything else on your mind?
No, I'll let you get back to my more important discourse.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. In fact, we had a nice little interview with Varen Swearingen from the Free State Project. He's the president of the Free State Project, and we'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a bit. But that interview is expected to appear on tomorrow night's show.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait for it. It's a secret interview.
Podcast only. It's one of the Edgington Post interview series. Mark, you've been doing a number of, I don't know how many of they have been. There's a couple dozen at this point.
Yeah, dozens.
You've been doing some interviews because you've always wanted to interview certain people. And,
right. I've gotten sick of asking you to do interviews and you saying no.
Yeah, so I finally managed to teach you how to press the record button and do some basic editing, and you've managed to do most of it yourself. So you'll hear somebody tonight,
I knew how to do the basic editing. It was, other parts of it.
Who's going to be on tonight's podcast?
Tonight's Jim Forsythe. He's the president of the New Hampshire Republican Liberty Caucus.
All right. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. More about the bad cop or whatever you want to talk about coming up on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights, and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list free. In fact, I sent out an update today announcing both our new Shriner and the fact that we have an auction going on. You can bid on the fifth banner on the website. You'll win it for an entire month. You can advertise virtually anything. Just go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid on that. Bidding started at $1. Not sure where it's at right now, but you can get it for an entire month. Fifth banner at auction.freetalklive.com. We started the show out with a story from William Norman Grigg over at Lou Rockwell. He frequently is featured at LouRockwell.com. This is from his blog, which is called Pro Libertate, or Pro Libertat. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. But nonetheless, he does a super job of keeping tabs on the insanity of the police state. And what he's telling us about now is over in the Portland area, there's a particular police officer, Humphreys, Chris Humphreys, who has been defended by his buddies in the thin blue line outside Portland City Hall. They had a protest march and rally in favor of their buddy officer, Chris Humphreys, where cops wore a customized T-shirt containing the slogan, "I am Chris Humphreys." So the suggestion there is that you go after Chris Humphreys, you go after all of us. You know, that we are Chris Humphreys, collectively. Yes, the idea. This guy was, I guess people are upset at him because he shot a 12-year-old girl who was on the ground being dealt with by another cop or two, in essentially at point-blank range with a beanbag round, which, according to Grigg, can actually seriously injure or even kill people at point-blank range. But that's not all. He also was involved a few years ago in killing a man who was a 145-pound man. This guy, Chris Humphreys, is over 100 pounds, weighs more than 100 pounds than this guy.
240 pounds.
Yeah. And so the autopsy revealed that essentially all of his ribs were broken. Some of them were...
He was pulverized.
Were pulverized, yeah. Likely
the
because...
The skinny little man was hit so hard by this big man that it crushed his rib cage.
Yes.
Broke every single rib.
Witnesses on the scene describe how Humphreys and his colleagues, also tax feeders only operate in packs now, remember, repeatedly punched and kicked the victim. The officers did admit in the highly qualified, self-justifying language of trained liars to using pressure point strikes and judiciously applied blows with fists and forearms. But by that time, according to the post-mortem, were incidental to Chase's death. The fatal damage had already been done by the time those blows were struck. Chase's offense, you know, what were they going after him for, right?
Right. He's psychopathic or whatever the term you use. Schizophrenic,
not
right?
Psychopathic, yes. Schizophrenic. That's not necessarily psychopathic.
No, sorry.
But what did he do? What do you think?
I don't know.
Must have hurt somebody to deserve a beating that bad, right?
You would think.
Maybe raped a small child or something. No, his offense was public urination.
How weird.
The beating he endured, however, was street justice administered for the supposed crime of contempt of cop, which he committed by fleeing from the armed strangers who accosted him, as would any rational person incapable of effectively defending himself against the state's designated agents of unpredictable, chaotic, and thoughtless violence. After being beaten to within an inch of his life, Chase was taken to jail. He slipped that final inch en route to the hospital, not in an ambulance, mind you, but bound hand and foot in the back of a police car. Nearly 2 hours had elapsed between the beating and Chase's death, much of it wasted at the local jail, rather than take him directly to the hospital.
Mm.
Detention officers, after taking a good look at the victim, refused to book him into the jail, demanding that he be taken to a hospital instead. Had he received immediate medical help, Chase might still be alive. An ambulance was available on site after the arrest, but the droogs who murdered him, Officer Humphreys and Kyle Nice and Deputy Brett Burton, who has since been hired by the Portland Police Bureau, had other priorities. When it comes to beating and hogtying people on the streets, the murder of James Chase wasn't Chris Humphreys' first rodeo. An investigation conducted by the independent Willamette Week discovered that Humphreys has used force more often than almost all of the other 785 officers whose arrests were cataloged.
Sounds like this guy needs to go to me. I mean,
No. All of his buddies are behind him.
Mark. I don't
They're
care.
Not going anywhere.
His buddies have poor judgment.
Only one officer has you come after one of us, you come after all of us.
That's
we
how
are
I feel.
The thin blue line, the brotherhood. Yep. Only one officer had been involved in a greater number of use of force incidents. Humphreys was second among 422 officers who used takedowns, restraining holds, and pressure points on suspects, among 295 officers who'd used impact strikes, the use of punches, kicks, batons, or flashlights. Humphreys was at the top of the list. He was number 5 on the hit parade of officers who had injured suspects. Of the 17 suspects injured at his hands, only 2 of them were taken to a hospital. In one episode, Humphreys struck a man 30 times with his baton before discovering, duh, that the victim wasn't the suspect he was after. This incident led to a lawsuit against the Portland municipal government that was settled for $90,000 in taxpayer money.
Cheap.
Of course, Humphreys doesn't have to pay for anything when he makes a mistake. In the rare occasion that somebody actually does get some kind of settlement out of the city, it never comes out of the pockets of the men and women who actually do the victimizing. It comes out of taxpayers' pockets. Under the terms of that settlement, by the way, Humphreys wasn't required to even admit wrongdoing. Last July, Multnomah County hit up the taxpayers for another $925,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by James Chase's family. This happened after the PPB review board reportedly cleared Humphreys and his cohorts of wrongdoing. Not that there was a great deal of suspense involved in awaiting the board's ruling, of course, because that's how it normally happens. You can put money on it. Whenever a cop is accused of doing something horrific, 99 times out of 100, the review board comes back with a completely exonerated situation where they, oh, it was completely by the book what our officers did. Sure, he tortured that man and extinguished his life, but that's okay. It's by the rules.
Well, obviously you don't have any data for that, but I think that you're probably pretty close. You're in the ballpark with that 99% number.
Last July,
and I think it depends on the severity of the case, but it's still, when it gets more severe and more severe, you may only get up to 9 times out of 10.
So even if one concludes that Chase's death was the result of a tragic mishap rather than a crime, Humphreys still has the kind of baggage that would make him, at best, a dubious representative of the police. Wouldn't you say?
Sounds that way.
We've cited just a few of his incidents, and we can't catalog them all here, or we'll be on all night long. Yet Sergeant Scott Westerman, the capo, I don't know what that is.
A capo is a guy from the mob, like a dog.
Oh, okay. Capo of the Portland Police Union insists that Humphreys has always exemplified everything one could imagine a police officer should be. That is to say, all cops should be Christopher Humphreys, which would mean, of course, there would be nothing wrong with all detainees ending up like James Chase. Humphreys was put on administrative leave, a supposedly punitive paid vacation, after shooting the 12-year-old with a beanbag shotgun. This decision riled up Westerman and his knuckle-draggers, who began howling that Humphreys had suffered enough. Following a union no-confidence vote in the above-mentioned street march, Police Chief Rosie Sizer and Police Commissioner Dan Saltzman decided to placate the armed legions by putting Humphreys back on active duty, albeit behind a desk. In a spectacularly perverse coda to the affair, Humphreys, the one whose bulk inflicted the mortal injuries on an incurably sick, helpless man, the same officer who rarely considers it necessary to take the victims of his officially sanctioned violence to the hospital, has filed a stress disability claim. This little bit of benefit spiking will probably pay off handsomely when it comes time for Humphreys to collect his taxpayer-provided union pension. None of his victims, past or future, will enjoy the same benefits, of course, and the taxpayers will continue to absorb the costs of indemnifying the unpredictable, chaotic, and thoughtless violence carried out by police who insist that the public should see Humphreys as Chaucer's parfait gentle knight rather than a marauding misfit with a government-issued license to kill. Portland police are all about imposing discipline, not exercising it, observes Oregonian columnist Steve Dwin, who laments the culpable neglect displayed by an aloof police commissioner, absentee mayor, and anything-goes police chief. That Humphreys is considered a model police officer by the police union comes at no surprise to critics of the increasingly militarized Portland Police Bureau. So, there's more to this. 800-259-9231 will take your calls about whatever you want. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. More bad cops coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got shopping to do for the holiday season, or maybe you just need some stuff for you. You can get it done. You can get it in dozens of categories, used items even, over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase. Same prices. It's just you're entering through our door, so they're cutting us a percentage of their profits. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to Andy in New Hampshire, we'll continue talking about the Portland thugs, the police department, in a moment. But, Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Will Grigg, so I thought we can continue on with that. I've been reading LRC for a while now, and I've also noticed
LouRockwell.com.
Yes, I'm sorry. And Will Grigg in particular, because he's been bringing about the abuses of the so-called police who are supposed to be protecting us, but that's a farce. They protect themselves and nobody else. What do you expect when this guy gets off with murder, if you will, and you got the police department sweeping everything under the rug because that's what they do?
Yeah, that's right. They got to protect their own because, you know, if one of them gets in trouble, they all just have to back him up because they know they'd want the same treatment if they got in trouble for hurting somebody that they shouldn't have hurt.
That's the thing, and that's what drives me up a wall, is because there is no independent review of this whole thing. They just circle the wagons and protect themselves. And
even if there is a review board, even if there is a review board, they're pretty much neutered for the most part, from what I understand of the various police review boards that do exist across the country. There's not much that they can do.
Well, this is like giving the keys to the liquor cabinet to an alcoholic. It's not a good idea. And you got the cops basically, excuse the expression, policing themselves. Really doesn't make any sense. You needed some sort of an independent review board in order to get this guy brought up on charges, what he should be. What he's done was basically kill this guy. Murder, or at least second degree anyways, for what do they call manslaughter there, is what these cops should be brought up on charges. But trying to get any police officer up on charges for anything is extremely difficult.
It would be the very easiest step in this would say, this guy doesn't understand the judicious use of force, and to kick him off of the squad, with some kind of prejudice, that kind of thing. But as Ian often says, these citizen review boards, they are in place around the country, and they don't really seem to be terribly effective in handling police brutality. I mean, it occurs in places where they are and where they aren't.
And you can't bring the charges. You can't do anything about it.
No, unfortunately, that's the thing. Ian, if you scroll down a little further and you see about this young family who was pepper sprayed by police officers, when they're trying to get away from a dangerous situation. Instead, the cops made things even more difficult.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about it here. we're definitely going to get to it. Anything else you want to comment on?
No, I think that'll do, but
Thanks,
keep up the good work, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Night.
Yep, we're going to continue telling you about the Portland Police Department, because remember, they are saying, the union leader is saying here of this police officer who recently shot a 12-year-old girl with a beanbag gun at point-blank range and has been involved in countless other incidents of violence and the excessive use of force against people. But, you know, what kind of a department backs this guy up, right? There's more to meet, more than meets the eye here, and... Well, that Humphreys, the officer in question, is considered a model police officer by the police union comes as no surprise to the critics of the increasingly militarized Portland Police Bureau. As is the case elsewhere in recent years, this again, Will Grigg from LouRockwell.com, the PPB has become increasingly aggressive. Even as violent crime has continued the downward trend, it has followed pretty consistently for more than a decade and a half. Dwin lists some particularly egregious examples. Eunice Crowder, here you go. A 71-year-old blind woman was pepper sprayed with such enthusiasm that her glass eye popped out of its socket. Police then shot her with a taser 4 times as she lay in the dirt. None of the officers responsible for that atrocity were disciplined. Barbara Weish, a 58-year-old art gallery owner, was convicted of contempt of cop when she reacted with disdain after being given a ticket by motorcycle cop Greg Aldrian. After pursuing Weish for a short distance and pulling her over, Aldrian hit her in the face with enough force to leave bruising on her cheek and neck.
Is that one of those pressure point strikes that they're talking about?
Yeah, it's the nose point.
Yep. I love that terminology, a pressure point strike. It sounds so much better than hauling off and wailing on some woman for smart mouthing.
Right. It sounds much more tactical than we jacked her.
Yep.
Then grabbed her arm, pulled it through the window, twisted it, put his weight on it, and fractured it.
Nice.
Officer Aldrian, of course, was never disciplined. The experience of Don Joen's family offers a useful snapshot of the vulgar arrogance and casual violence that define Portland's police culture, and don't think this is just endemic to Portland. In August 2002, George W. Bush inflicted himself on Portland, which meant that the local police were deployed in riot gear to keep demonstrators caged inside free speech zones. At one point, a contingent of police unleashed a volley of pepper spray against protesters who weren't content to be cattle penned in a holding area blocks away from the presidential route. Local activist Don Joen, who had brought his wife and 3 children, you know, it's a political thing, right? I mean, president's going to be out, we're going to protest, we're going to have a little political event with the family. Some families do that. Brought his 3 children out, including an 11-month-old baby, sought to leave the area without being trampled by the protesters or baptized in pepper spray by the jackboots. He turned to a police officer obstructing an exit and asked how he and his family could leave the embattled intersection. He pointed and said to exit to the northeast into the spraying police opposite him, Joen recalled. With the crowd pressing down on him and his children, Joen pleaded with the officer to let him and his family through. He looked at me and drew out his can from his hip and sprayed directly at me, Joen recalled. Joen didn't bear the brunt of that criminal assault.
What a jerk.
But his 3-year-old caught some of the blast. Then the assailant turned on Joen's wife and the infant and doused both of their heads entirely from a distance of less than 3 feet.
Nice. Nice. What is wrong with these psychopaths?
For several panicked minutes, Joen tried to flee the area and find help for his family. The police, you know, those helpful people, according to official propaganda, are supposed to protect innocent people from criminal violence, reacted by closing ranks and blocking the Joen's family's escape. They didn't relent until someone in authority gave them permission to let the anxious man and his family leave. See, Mark, they had to get approval to let the man out of the free speech zone from one of their superiors. They can't just make a decision like that on their own, so... for his trouble, he was pepper sprayed, and his children and wife also pepper sprayed. The last thing Joen heard from the heroes in blue as he departed was the derisive comment, "That's why you shouldn't bring kids to protests." Indeed, if you do, there's a good chance they'll be victims of a criminal assault. One that would be described as an act of terrorism involving a weapon of mass destruction, a chemical weapon, if carried out against a government official at the hands of the police. We are constantly told that the increasingly frequent episodes of criminal violence by police are aberrations, and that most police are good, decent, honorable people.
I think that at one time that was far more true here in the United States. At least I imagine, it's my conservative blood that imagines that that was so, and I do think it was so, and I think that it's the fact that they've just hired so many more police that now they're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Like
I mean, they're advertising on Facebook and to everybody.
Like many others, says Greg, I know people in that line of work who meet that description still today. My question is this: just where the hell are those good, decent, honorable police officers when their comrades are committing crimes of the kind committed against Don Joen's children?
Right.
How can a police
officer...
As far
as I can tell, this officer that was spraying an infant with pepper spray, probably, if he shouldn't have been tased by his fellow officers, they should have stepped in, and in my opinion, they should have whipped out their taser and just shot him in the chest.
How can a police officer direct a weaponized stream of caustic solution into the face of a terrified 11-month-old baby in the serene knowledge that nobody among his peers would object? What does it say about the police culture in Portland that the reaction of the officers on site was to rebuke the father of that infant rather than grabbing the assailant and beating some decency into him? Well, thanks to the Portland Police Union, we now have our answer. This kind of thing is to be expected of police officers in that city because each of them is Christopher Humphreys. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But that's okay, taxpayers. Just keep paying for it because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do.
Don't take your house away if you don't.
That's right. These same criminals will be sent to throw you and your family out into the street and do who knows what to you if you don't pay their salaries. So what do you do about this?
I don't know. What do you do about it?
You come here to New Hampshire, you get together with other like-minded people who actually care, give a damn, and are willing to stand up for freedom, and we figure out what the hell to do about it. I'd like to see a property tax revolt at some point, but that's going to take some participation. By the time we have enough people to participate in that, maybe we'll have enough to swing the political situation in our direction, and who knows what.
Sure, if you can cut property taxes by 75%, nobody's going to really argue about paying them.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. But hey, Portland's not the only city with police issues. Apparently some cops were recently shot at. There was a shootout in New York City, and the mayor is shocked that guns exist in his city. They're banned there, you know. Hour two is coming up. We'll share that with you. Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.